You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is the beginning of a new week, the 30th of September, a Monday. It was on this particular day in 1960 that the Flintstones appeared on television screens, and a couple of centuries before that, Magic Flute, perhaps the best known opera, or at least among the best known arias, was premiered in Vienna all those years ago. And now you have several choices as far as entertainment is concerned. There's all the drama going on in America about impeachment. There's all that Boris Johnson is doing with proroguing the parliament and everything that has come after that in Britain. And of course, dramas of several kinds going on in India. Now, politics has become entertainment. But those are the choices that we do not discuss on this podcast, because for that, you have to listen to Stories of the Day. But this is a podcast that helps make life a whole lot easier by giving you a few names you can bet on, because on Monday, you don't want to do much thinking. I hope your coffee has kicked in, because it's now time for Stock Picks of the Day with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Sameet Chavan of Angel Broking, and this is a list of stocks which can give good returns in the near to medium term. Listen up and listen up carefully. Sudarshan Chemicals has a buy call, ended trade on Friday at 375 rupees 60 paise. Stop loss placed at 345 rupees for a target of 430 rupees, and you're looking at an upside of 14%. SBI Life Insurance also has a buy call, ended trade on Friday at 842 rupees 50 paise. Keep your stop loss at 794 rupees for a target of 927 rupees for an upside of 11%. We'll come back to the recent biographies of those stocks and why they have buy calls from Sameet, but let's find out what are the trends currently set up on the Lal Street. Markets took a giant leap after the finance minister's announcement on slashing corporate taxes. All of a sudden, the tide turned upwards, and before anyone could realize, the Nifty was well above 11,200. Since it was predominantly a short squeezing move, markets were not done with such a sharp one-day spurt. Expectedly, we did have a good bump up on Monday to kickstart the week on a strong note. Participants were so ecstatic that the Nifty went on to almost kiss the 11,700 mark in the initial euphoric move. However, this seemed to be an overreaction, and hence, throughout the remaining part of the week, the market consolidated in a slender range to eventually conclude just a bit above 11,500. But for the week, there was gains of about 2%. Practically speaking, Nifty soared about 1,000 points in merely 2 days, and one has to understand, it is very seldom to see such a colossal move in such quick succession. So, to bring the market sentiments back to the equilibrium, we either had to see natural profit booking or had to spend some time in a range, and that is precisely what happened. Markets seem to have opted for the second choice, and therefore we consolidated after Monday's bump up. Now, low-hanging fruit or the easy money is already gone, at least for traders. We are likely to witness such choppy moves now, and hence one needs to be very selective while picking up a stock. The directional bias remains positive, of course, as long as you're above the 11,200 mark. Meanwhile, any dip should be construed as a buying opportunity. The immediate range can now be seen at 11,400 to 11,700, and it's advisable to stay light in this band. But having said that, it's only a matter of time. We expect the index to come out of it very soon, and more importantly, in the upward direction. In this scenario, the next levels to watch out for would be around 11,900 all the way to 12,000. Traders are advised to keep a tab of all these levels and should focus on individual stocks that are likely to provide better trading opportunities. The actual momentum will now trigger only above 11,650 to 11,700, which will attract a lot of participants who are still waiting on the sidelines. Now, coming back to those two stocks that I spoke about earlier, Sudarshan Chemicals has a buy call. On the weekly chart, the stock prices are oscillating within a range of 300 to 360 rupees for the last few months, and they have broken the range on the upside, confirming a bullish breakout. This breakout is witnessed with a good increase in volume as well. In addition to that, prices have closed above all the major moving averages, that is your 50 DMA, 100 DMA and 200 DMA, which all indicate overall bullishness in the counter. For the last few weeks, mid-cap stocks are providing impressive moves, and this technical setup also suggests that Sudarshan Chemical stock is gearing up for a strong move in the near term. The recommendation, therefore, would be to buy the counter of Sudarshan Chemicals for a target of 430 rupees over the next few days. The stop loss should be fixed at 345 rupees. The second option you have, SBI Life Insurance, also with a buy call. The stock is in a strong uptrend, continuously moving in a higher top, higher bottom price formation. On the daily chart, after making an all-time high at 862 rupee levels, the stock prices witnessed a time-wise correction as the oscillators were in deep overbought territory. This correction is healthy for an overall uptrend, and the prices seem to have now resumed the uptrend by breaking above the recent consolidation. In addition to that, RSI, the momentum oscillator, after the initial dip from the overbought zone, has again started moving northward, suggesting a fresh leg of up move in the near term. Going with all of these pieces of evidence, the recommendation would be to buy the stock of SBI Life Insurance at the current levels for a target of 927 rupees over the next few days. Your stop loss can be placed at 794 rupees. That is SBI Life Insurance with a buy call. Practice makes perfect, and Monday morning is a time when I need to hammer down information more than is necessary, which is why those two names one more time. Sudarshan Chemicals with a buy call. Target we're looking at is 430 rupees. Keep your stop loss at 345 rupees. This is for an upside of 14%. SBI Life Insurance also with a buy call. Your target should be at 927 rupees. Stop loss at 794 rupees. Ended trade on Friday at about 842 rupees. And with this, you're looking at an upside of 11%. That's it from me. My coffee has certainly kicked in, and here is hoping that yours has too. And here's also hoping that the stock market's gods smile down upon you on this Monday, the 30th of September. I will, of course, see you later in the evening to give you a quick recap of all that transpired on Dalal Street. And of course, we'll be taking a look at whether or not higher education these days is important at all, because a lot of criteria for hiring people has shifted away from traditional university degrees to what skills people have, and these skills can be obtained over the internet. So in this era, higher education, the way we know it, like going to university, getting your undergrad, postgrad, etc., etc., does that make sense now or not? That is the topic we'll be discussing on Digging Deeper. And of course, your appointment with news from all over the world in about 20 minutes. Lend me your ears and I'll fill it up with news that you must know. That will be Stories of the Day, and that will be later in the evening. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.